This program is available for sponsorship. Call 0211-234563. The biggest show in Zambia. Yes, Kombon Top 10.
Residents raise alarm over poor upbringing and discipline among children. Kisasa Area Safe Authorities Review. In African news, Uganda refugee system under strain as funding drops. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Some Lusaka residents have expressed concern over what they described as poor upbringing of children in recent times. The residents said some children now behave as though they can control adults, a situation they attribute to a lack of proper parenting, discipline, and home training. They added that many children are growing up with a sense of entitlement and showing increasing levels of disrespect towards elders. Some residents also argued that the interpretation of children's rights has given children too much leeway, making it difficult for parents to effectively discipline them. They are now calling for a return to traditional values and stronger discipline in raising children. These concerns follow a trending video involving a pupil from Senanga district who was using abusive language towards his teachers.
So personal with nowadays. So this thing, I think that some women are trying to break up. They are not so good as a benzene. After all, they are not so good as a benzene. I just assume that it's a pumio. A boy, I let you know, Upono, Ochana, Nashaman, Connie, Mouton, one and you. home in your uncle, your motto. So, you know, okay, I'm going to have a little bit of a
The Lozi West Member of Parliament, Nicholas Mukumbi, has called on residents of Kisasa in Kalumbila district to return to their homes following recent unrest sparked by the killing of Helen Kamutumbe by a mob. Mr. Mukumbi says the situation in the area has now calmed, with security heightened and some suspects already apprehended and assisting police with investigations. He made the appeal during an inspection of Kisasa Market, where the local authority has begun works to restore order and improve trading conditions. Mr. Mukumbi has also urged parents to ensure children return to school, while advising youths to avoid criminal activities and instead engage in productive ventures such as farming and skills development. Meanwhile, the Kalumbila District Commissioner Brenda Kankisa says the council has started reorganizing the market, including registering traders and removing illegal structures. Ms. Kankisa also disclosed that the local authority has found an alternative trading place for the traders after His Royal Highness, a senior chief from Musele, ordered the temporal closure of Kisasa Market following the mob killing of Helen Kamutumbe.
The shelters that the traders were selling from, we want to create order to clean up and make sure that the place where they'll be selling from is well cleared. At the moment, we provide the alternative areas where they'll be trading from after the chief uplifts the order that was given. And this time around, we don't want the residents of Kisasa to be around, because we come with the government officials, council officers, the stakeholders from the mines are here, so that we do the cleaning. After doing the cleaning and we see that there's total order in the market, we'll then go and rehearse with His Royal Highness.
The Zambia Center for Community Schools says a two-year literacy program has significantly improved the reading skills among young learners in Ngombe and Matsaro townships. Speaking to Kombon Ready News, a literacy service coordinator, Agnes Lungu, said the language markets program, implemented in community schools in Foxdale and Matsaro and introduced by Umundo of Switzerland, focused on learners from grades 1 to 3. Ms. Lungu explained that teachers were trained through workshops to effectively implement the program, addressing concerns that some learners reach higher grades without basic reading skills. She says the initiative, which ended in December 2025, is expected to leave a lasting impact by strengthening early reading abilities in community schools.
It was not only within Ngombe, it was also in Matero Zone. We had two zones. One was Foxdale Zone and the other one was Matero Zone. So this literacy program is called Language Markets. The main aim for this program is to help learners to be able to read from grade 1 to 3, meaning reading on their own. Even during tests, teachers won't even read for them. I was asked the question, what inspired the school to introduce this program? Okay, so this program was not introduced by the schools, no. It was introduced by Komundo from Switzerland. It's not a Zambian program.
Mimbula Minerals Limited says it is strengthening safety interventions following a fatal accident at its Chingola plant. The incident occurred on 25th February 2026 when process plant operator Eddie Mfunda died after a metal plate detached from a feeder while he was clearing a choked material at conveyor belt 20. Mimbula Minerals Public Relations and Corporate Affairs Officer Ian Chomba said safety remains the company's top priority. He noted that the mine has since introduced a harm no one motto alongside weekly safety pulse meetings.